We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ron, let's go back out to the Nemecolon fan hotline where we find our friend and a man to whom you were once an idol, Mr. Ryan Wilson of CBSSports.com. Ryan graduated from Carnegie Mellon University, which automatically means he's smarter than you or I, probably both of us combined.
I don't think there's any question about that.
But you were once his idol, Ron, and I know Ryan loves to talk about that. Ryan, how are you?
I appreciate the kind words, I think. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Did you actually, like, go to a paper box to purchase the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette at that time? Did you get it delivered? And was that your first move every morning, was straight to Ron Cook's column?
Yeah, I got it delivered. I lived in Regent Square, so I would take the bus down to Carnegie Mellon, and I would read it on the bus every morning. That was my go-to. I skipped the local and the national, went right to the sports, and circle the things that I knew I was going to be angry about to circle back to and send out angry emails when I had a few moments.
Did you ever send Ron an angry email?
You know, I think maybe one. Between him and Mr. Smizek, I think they both probably got one each, and then after that, I had to study.
Ron, you must feel honored that somebody out there...
Now I feel old, Joe. I feel old.
Somebody out there idolized you.
Uh-huh. I heard you say that three times. I didn't hear Ryan say that, though.
Well, Ryan...
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah?
Here's the thing, Ron. Now, as I do my little line of work here, the amount of angry emails and tweets I get more than makes up for anything that I may have written to you or anyone else. So payback, as they say,
Now, I'm curious, before we get into the meat of this interview... How do you deal with, do you read your notifications? Do you read every one? Do you follow back? I don't read my notifications except in extreme rarities because the hate is just overwhelming.
That's exactly right. And look, I'm no spring chicken. I'm 48. So unlike my 14-year-old son or people that I work with, they're in their 20s, that they're glued to their phones. I'm more than happy to not look at my phone or my notifications, because in general, it's going to be things that I probably don't want to read, and it's not great for my mental health. And I'm happy to do things that require me to, go outside and take a walk or whatever. I'm with you. That's the way you sort of get through this thing.
Well, you're one of the best in the business when it comes to the draft and rating prospects. And I love reading your ever-changing mock drafts. And so let's get to that. And everybody's mock draft changes all the time, right? I mean, that's the nature of the business. I bet up at facilities across 32 NFL teams, there's change every week too, right?
No, that's right. And now we're in the process where all the area scouts have done all their work in terms of watching these kids play over the course of the fall. And now the front office and the coaching staff, as these teams are out of the playoffs, are starting to get their dip their toe in the water of which guys they like and who they want to see more of. And the bowl games have started up, and the big bowl game in terms of the all-star games, if you want to call them that. The big one, the Senior Bowl, is in a week and a half, and that's when everyone gets together around the league and really gets a first glimpse at a lot of these players that the area scouts have been seeing for months and even years, and either they like or want to see more from or have questions about. And that's sort of the unofficial official start of draft season, it feels like.
Ryan, you label this, and I quote, a decidedly weak quarterback class, and you have the first quarterback off the board here as Kenny Pickett going ninth to our friend Horse, his Denver Broncos. Can you expound on both of those, Pickett to the Broncos and the class in general?
Yeah, it's not a great class. I know we've talked about this before because the Steelers are obviously in the need in the market for a quarterback. And Kenny Pickett is a guy I like a lot. He's 24 years old. He got better each and every year at Pittsburgh. And here's something to keep an ear out for. There will be conversations about Kenny Pickett having small hands. I don't necessarily care about him having small hands, but these are the things that you start nitpicking as we get closer and closer to the actual draft about why teams may or may not like him. And so just be forewarned. If you like Kenny Pickett, don't worry about his hand size. He's either a good quarterback in your mind or he's not. And he's drawn some comparisons to Joe Burrow, and I think that's unfair to Kenny Pickett. He's not quite where Joe Burrow was in that final year at LSU, but he certainly made a lot of strides and done a lot of things to put himself in this conversation. If we're being honest, I have a first-round grade on one quarterback in this draft class. It's Matt Corral at Ole Miss, and there are questions about him as well. The other quarterbacks, including Kenny Pickett, I like in the second round, and Kenny Pickett I like at the top of the second round. So if he goes late first, mid-first, it's not a huge deal. It doesn't mean that he's not a good football player or the team that drafted him made a mistake. Different folks have different, flavors, like different flavors of ice cream. And I think it's reasonable to think, especially at the quarterback position, how these guys are going to get pushed up, because they get pushed up every single draft because teams can't win without quarterbacks. So I had Kenny Pickett going to the Broncos at 9. You skipped over my guy, Matt Corral, had him going to the Panthers at 6. But again, here's the thing. The Panthers desperately need offensive line help, and sort of the same situation as the Steelers, not quite as extreme in Pittsburgh, but do you take an offensive lineman if he's there if you're Pittsburgh, or you take a quarterback if he's there? And that's sort of the chicken and egg problem, because Zach Wilson for the Jets last year didn't have an offensive line, and I don't even know if he's good or not. He didn't look good, but because he was running for his life every single play, it was hard to tell. Now, some other names to keep an eye on: Malik Willis out of Liberty, extremely raw, and he has to go to a place that has some infrastructure in place. Like, the Saints make a ton of sense for Malik Willis. The offensive line is good. You have Sean Payton. You have a good defense. You can't send him to a team like the Texans, for example, because that organization is such a mess on and off the field that he may not have a chance. Other guys, Sam Howell out of UNC. Between you and me, I wish he'd return to school, but he came out, and I get that. Maybe he gets some first-round buzz, but I think he's a mid-second-rounder to me. And Carson Strong is a young man out of Nevada. I love the way Carson Strong plays. He's a pocket passer, so he's not athletic, and he has a knee issue, and that's going to be the thing that probably pushes him out of the first round.
That's Ryan. I find it interesting that you think Pickett might have a second round grade on him. Perhaps yet he might go what, 8 or 9? Is that just teams panicking, so desperate for quarterbacks? And is that the right way for these teams to go? I never like to pick a guy 8 to. I would, rate 26, 30, 35. You know what I mean?
No, I'm with you 100%, Ron. And that's exactly where I am on it. And I've talked to teams that like him in the second round. And I haven't talked to the Broncos or the Panthers. And I don't have an idea of how early they're willing to draft any of these quarterbacks. And we'll get a better sense of that as we go through this pre-draft process, the combine, and, of course, the Senior Bowl. But we see it every year. Teams overdraft players. Now, here's what I don't mean this in any sort of disrespectful way, but coming out of college, what is the difference between Kenny Pickett and Daniel Jones? I don't know if there's a ton of difference. Daniel Jones played on a bad Duke team and had to do a lot of heavy lifting, but they were both experienced, both extremely smart, both made really good decisions for the football, both were more athletic than they appeared when you saw them walking down the street or whatever. But I think it's fair to say in retrospect that Daniel Jones shouldn't have been drafted as high as he was. He was probably closer to the bottom of the first round, top of the second round guy. And I feel like that's where Kenny Pickett slots. So we'll see if these teams are desperate to the point of overdrafting them. And what we have to also wait for is to see what happens. You know, there's all the rumors about Aaron Rodgers and Russ Wilson, and we'll see what happens to Deshaun Watson. And once those situations get settled, maybe even Derek Carr, we'll have a better idea of how much these quarterbacks are willing to, these teams are willing to overdraft these quarterbacks.
Ryan Wilson of CBSSports.com, his latest mock draft out. We're already in mock. In fact, this is the hottest mock drafts we'll ever have been, because it's the hottest position is the Steelers' position of need, or one of them anyway. So, Ryan, the guy that intrigues me maybe more than anybody in reading about him and looking at some of his clips, I can't say I watched him play even once, and that's Carson Strong. You mentioned him. And the consensus among people that I read here is that, first of all, he's 6'4 or so, that he has the best arm, he's the best deep passer, he might be the most accurate passer, 70% 2 years in a row, and that he processes the game really well. So if it weren't for the knee injury he had a couple years ago, would he be a guy we'd be talking about legit top 10, top 5, or what's the deal with him?
Yeah. Joe, if he's 100% healthy, he was my quarterback one. I watched him over the summer and was blown away at how good he was. And I talked to a team about him, and their concern was the knee. The knee injury goes back to high school, and he was favored it early in the season. And then as the season progressed, he looked to be a little more comfortable using his lower half, which obviously is pretty important if you're trying to throw a football. And I talked to another team that was concerned enough to consider him a third-round pick, mentioned him as sort of in the Davis Mills conversation.
Because it's degenerative? They're afraid of that?
They don't know, and I think we'll find out. Once you get to the combine, we can poke and prod these kids. They'll have a better idea. But that's, you know, that the investment and the uncertainty about the injury is what scares people off of the quarterback position, of course. I mean, you can take a flyer on a running back who's had a knee injury or what have you, because that's a different position. But quarterback is a huge concern. And the other issue with Carson Strong is his lack of mobility. I just don't know how that would fit in Pittsburgh as that offensive line is currently constituted. Now, if you told me they use a lot of cap space to fix that offensive line, then 100% absolutely, because Mason Rudolph is basically the same sort of height, weight, measurement guy as in terms of elusiveness as well as Carson Strong. But I think Carson Strong is a better football player coming out of college. But I'm with you. Carson Strong is a fantastic player, and I wish he were healthier. And hopefully he passes all the tests that he needs to pass in order to be considered one of the top quarterbacks in this class.
Ryan, what do you feel about an offensive lineman versus a quarterback? And will the Steelers be able to get a good one at 20? I know a lot of these draft people have a bunch going before the Steelers would pick at 20. How do you feel about them doing that and then maybe getting a free agent or a quarterback that way?
So I was talking to a front office guy about this a month or so ago, and I said, where are you at on the spectrum of you need to stockpile offensive linemen in order to protect your quarterback to the point where you're drafting them frequently, you're signing them free agency frequently, because if you don't have a offensive line, you can't protect your quarterback no matter who he is. And the response I got was, well, I wouldn't go completely overboard on that, but I would say 65-70% of what you're saying, that's the direction you want to go. You certainly don't want to build a team around your quarterback with skill position players and don't have anyone to protect them. So saying all that, if you're sitting there at 20 and there's a quarterback you like and an offensive lineman you like, you better figure out how much you like both. Because if it's a Matt Corral type player who's extremely athletic and do a lot of things outside the pocket, maybe that's something you consider if you've used free agency. And again, the Steelers are going to have some cap space for the first time in a long time to fix the offensive line. But if you're not sold on a guy, whether it's a Sam Howell or Malik Willis or whomever, and there's a guy like Kenyon Green sitting there, the offensive tackle out of Texas A&M, who will probably play guard in the NFL, but is a really, really good player, I think you go with Kenyon Green. And another name I'll mention and continue to mention as I talk to you guys as we get closer to the draft is Tyler Linderbaum, the center out of Iowa. He may not be there at 20. There's a very real chance he won't be. Marquise Pouncey went 18th overall when he was drafted. He is going to be one of the best centers in recent NFL history based on the way he's played at Iowa. Now, certainly that could change, but he is absolutely dominant, a wrestler, has that in his background, and just manhandle people week in and week out. And if you get him and kick Kendrick Green back to guard where he played predominantly at Illinois, you might be working with something there as a good start to the draft.
Ryan, we enjoy your time every time we talk to you.
Can I interrupt?
Your expertise, I should say. Please.
Ask
yes.
One more question, Ryan. Mm-hmm. Not a draft question, a weekend coming up question. Rank them for me, please. Mahomes, Allen, Burrow. What order would you put them in?
Ooh. Strictly on this season, I'm going Allen. I think he's played better than Mahomes and then Burrow. And Burrow's a real concern in the AFC North for the Steelers and everyone else, not in Cincinnati, because he looks to be legit.
And you'd put Herbert in that group too?
Yeah, I didn't like Herbert coming out. He had a tough senior season at Oregon, but he's a lot better than I thought. And I apologize every time I mention his name because he is absolutely balled out for that team. And I'm sure the Dolphins wish they had taken him over Tua, for being honest.
How about if you had to bet everything Ryan Wilson owns on one of those quarterbacks to win one game? Who would it be? And I'll include Brady.
And Rodgers.
Anybody left in this field, you have to bet everything you own that they can win a game.
I'm going with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Tom Brady's the obvious choice. But Aaron Rodgers, the level of vindictiveness that man uses as motivation, I think puts him over the top for me because he holds a grudge, whether it's real or otherwise, and then he takes it out on the defense when he gets out there. I love the way he plays, and hopefully that wink and nod that he and Tomlin shared back during the season is indicative of something to come for the Steelers fan.
I'm interested in an expert's opinion. I happen to think Mahomes could be maybe one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen. He's not going to win seven Super Bowls like Brady, but I don't see any shortcomings in his game. Does he have any? And I'm interested in your opinion because you're an expert.
Early in the season, he was very impatient, and the teams are dropping a lot of guys in the covers, not blitzing them, and he continued to force the ball down the field, and he had turnovers. Second half of the season, he and Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator, and Andy Reid apparently got all on the same page, and he was taking checkdowns. He's taking the easy passes that set up those passes down the field. He's letting his guys like Terry Kill and Travis Kelce do the heavy lifting for him instead of trying to throw 60-yard touchdowns each and every play. And he was clinical. That entire offense was clinical against the Steelers in that playoff game to the point where there were no answers defensively unless you were executing at 100%. And obviously the Steelers weren't, and the Chiefs' offense was. Jerick McKinnon came out of nowhere and was doing amazing things out of the backfield. So they have so many weapons. I'm with you. I love Patrick Mahomes. I love what he does. A rough start to the season early on, but he came back around to the MVP-type player we've seen in recent years.
Yeah, he'd be my choice if I had to pick one. He would, until Allen proves it. And then, obviously, I know Brady beat him last year, but I'm talking all things equal. Everybody gets the same team. Which quarterback are you picking for that game? For me, it would be Mahomes. How about you, Ron?
That would be Mahomes. Absolutely.
Thank you, Ryan.
See you, man.
Thank
Have
you
a
guys.
Good one.
You too.
What a nice man he is,
he
huh,
is
Ron?
A nice man.
I like him a lot. And a smart man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, I have a confession to make.
I'm listening. You could, you know, I feel sometimes like a father here listening to a confession.
And maybe an apology. I've always blown off wonton soup when I order Chinese. Just blow it off. Don't like it. Not much to it. Why would I want to eat it? I want to get right to the good stuff.
Fan. I'm a hot and sour soup guy. I love that.
However,
wonton.
Today my wife packed me a lunch. I'm still a little hungry after the little turkey sliders she made me. And I put the wonton soup in the microwave, and it's absolutely scrumptious, Ron. I'm a fan. I don't know what I've been missing. I don't know if I'm apologizing directly to the soup itself.
Yeah, who are you
apologizing
to?
For all those times that I blew off wonton
do
soup.
Do you like hot and sour soup?
No.
Well,
I don't know because I've blown that off the
I
whole time, too.
I love hot and sour soup very much.
I'm really enjoying this. Way more than I thought ever possible.
It smells really wonderful over here. I wish Mrs. Starkey would have thought of maybe me a little bit of soup, too.
Well, fittingly, there's a fortune cookie in here as well, and that leads us to our time capsule when we made all our predictions before the season.
I've been looking at some of yours. We're pretty good.
Did our fortunes come true? That's what I'm waiting to hear. Horse, would you like to play a clip, or would you just like to have us read the predictions? It's entirely up to you. Horse seems beside himself all of a sudden, Ron. What's going on here?
We don't have the time to play them all.
I thought maybe a clip, but it's okay if we don't.
I mean,
Either way, I'm okay.
What? Let's go, he says. Let's
All right, let's play a clip. Let's start with the division winners in the NFL. Ron, who do you have in the AFC North?
I have the Cleve Brownies.
I've come around to that myself. Believe it or not.
God.
I think the Ravens have sustained some key injuries already. I think the Browns have the best roster. I think they'll be challenged, but I'm with you. What do you think of that, by the way? That I am now with you after all of our arguments over the Browns.
Because you flip-flop, and you flip-flop. I get that.
AFC South champion is who?
I have the Indy Colts. with I'm a big believer in Carson Wentz. I told you that.
Oh. Horse milk. That came out of nowhere. I have the Titans. What do you have?
You hit that one, Joe.
Yes,
just
I did.
Like
Wentz that much?
Don't brag too much. Certainly,
I know.
Tennessee.
It's coming.
Them. I mean, I just think Wentz is going to make a big deal with Indy.
All right. AFC East champion.
Oh, you know who I have.
Oh, no.
The Buff Bills. The Buff Bills. And I know who you have. The New England Patriots.
So we're
Although
even.
I wavered because Stephon Gilmore, Defensive Player of the Year a couple years ago, is out here for multiple weeks. Of course, he like Sid, I'm sure, had successful surgery, but he's out multiple weeks, and I'm a little bit concerned about that. But Bill Belichick remains the best coach in football, the best coach in that division. You best believe that. Mac Jones is going to be good. Their defense is back together, and they're going to win that division.
All right. The West, we both have KC, right?
Yes, we do.
All right.
All right, he desperately wants us to pick the Broncos.
Who are your AFC wild?
This is not good for either one of
them. I'm glad you asked, Ron. The Bills, the Ravens, and the Los Angeles Chargers.
You only got one of those right.
I was close,
Hold
Ron.
On, I'm writing yours down here.
I was close enough.
I have a record of it. I have the Miami Dolphins, Tennessee, Baltimore Ravens.
I only had one,
Neither
too.
Neither one of us have your Pittsburgh Steelers making the playoffs.
No, we don't. And
neither
you don't
one
have
us.
The Patriots. You
I don't
have the neither Patriots. One of us have the Broncos, although I think they'll be knocking on the door, Horse, just to make you happy there. So
you
where
don't have, you don't have I have Indy and Miami. You don't. I don't have New England.
You're listening to our time capsule,
Chargers,
by the way.
Chargers.
We'll get back
Chargers.
To it. So tell me a little bit more about which team am I curious about? Who do you have? Oh, the Miami. Tell me about Tua.
No,
you think, because I think that Brian Flores, and I think coaches like him, once guys get to the league, like in college, it's very difficult to predict. But once a guy like Tua gets to the league, someone who's made his living going against quarterbacks as a defensive guy, I think Brian Flores is very concerned about Tua. I think that's why the Dolphins were continuously mentioned in this Deshaun Watson stuff.
You're right about
that, Joe. I'm genuinely concerned about him.
I
very insightful, I thought.
Coach. I really do.
So do I.
And I think they've stockpiled some talent on air, and I think Tua's going to make a big jump from year one to year two.
All right. Let's look at the NFC. NFC East champion is who?
Man, this was hard to pick. And I think they all stink. I took Dallas.
I took the Eagles. I actually think
I was
they
right on that
to be
one.
Good. I kind of like Jalen
Hurts. Nothing
to
be ashamed of here
like
either way.
Miles Sanders. And I think overall just a change in scenery there, a breath of fresh air. But it's mostly about Hurts. I think they're going to win the division. NFC South, who do you got?
I have the Tampa Bay Club.
Me too. NFC North,
we both
who
have,
do you have?
We both have Green Bay, right?
And NFC West, we both have the Rams?
No. I don't know why I picked this. We had to do this for the Post-Gazette. It's online today.
Arizona.
Yeah.
And we had to fill it out like a week or so ago. And I don't know what I was thinking. I picked Arizona to win the West. I don't know what I was thinking.
Not
don't
a bad pick. So we're basically
Kyler Murray as
yeah.
the offensive player of the year last year, right?
As the MVP.
As the MVP.
Well, hold on a second here.
Here's
Ron.
Where
I
take
down.
A little
why
lead, though,
in
the wild
your Post-Gazette picks? We're picking on the radio here.
Yeah, but
you can change your pick.
I'm not a Pompey Antigo. I'm not a guy that'll I'll pick.
Well, things happen, Ron. In the last 2 weeks, I've gone from 11 wins to 8 for the Steelers because of events that have transpired.
I'm not a Pompey Ante where I'll pick Rams here, Arizona there, Ravens here, Cleveland there, and then say I got it.
But if you made a mistake, if you overlooked something, I'm
going
to give you that leeway.
I didn't overlook it. I'm just questioning it now. I am going to change my Steeler prediction record-wise.
You know what's going to happen? We're going to replay this in January, and the Cardinals will have won the division. By the way,
they almost did, Ron.
When you have Kyler Murray thrown to DeAndre Hopkins as your starting point,
collapsed
you're
going to
be troublesome.
Is James Conner even going to play down there? I haven't heard
he
anything
hurt.
About him.
He was hurt.
And he scored like 100 touchdowns,
All right,
Conner.
You have the Rams out there?
Yes, I do.
All right, who are your wild cards?
The New Orleans Saints. They've won without Drew Brees. I think Teddy
Another quarterback got
Teddy
hurt,
Bridgewater.
Ron.
Jameis Winston is going to flourish.
And he
under
was.
Sean Payton. If I had to pick one person to rehabilitate a quarterback in the entire NFL. One guy.
Very insightful here, Ron.
Saints, Seahawks, and the Washington football team. I like that. Two teams.
Their quarterbacks got hurt, Ron.
I don't care.
Wilson
You're
and
wrong.
Winston.
You're wrong.
Their quarterbacks went out.
I should have taken Washington.
We're arguing over our arguing from earlier this year.
I have New Orleans and Seattle, same two. As you. As a wild card, and then I have the L.A. Rams. See, I got the Rams, at least in the playoffs.
All right, who's in your championship, AFC championship
This
game?
Is good for
My
me.
I love this game, and this game will be legendary. The Patriots will defeat the Browns.
Oh.
You like it, Ron?
That hit right to the heart, Ron.
The Kansas City Chiefs over the Indianapolis Colts.
At least I have one alive.
You're big on Indy.
That's a Bigger terrible most, prediction, Ron.
All right, I have.
I like that. Frank Reich is a good man.
In the NFL, I thought he blew you off. He didn't want to. Oh,
that was Bouchette.
Yeah, he blew off Bouchette. NFC Championship game, I have the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers gets back to the Super Bowl. He beats Tom Brady.
Nice call.
Yours is too.
I have Tom Brady defeating Matthew Stafford and the Rams.
We both alive for those.
Rematch.
No, because they're playing Stafford this week.
Regular season game in the history of the league, which is Patriots Bucks. I have that as a rematch in the Super Bowl. Belichick against Brady.
That would be fun. Who do you have?
Brady prevailing two straight, and then that'll be his swan song. He'll start to fall off next year.
I have Kansas City, Green Bay, and I can never go against Mahomes. I can't. I'm going with Mahomes over Green Bay.
I am still very much alive.
I'm very proud of you for that, Ron. Very proud. Do we have any of our Steelers picks on tape?
Yes, we do.
Like over-unders?
Well, I got some over-unders real quick before we do our picks.
Let's hear those. And don't only read the ones where you were right.
No. I told you. Most of them are better for you. Ben's touchdowns. Now this one, 33.5. He didn't throw 33, did he?
No, he threw.
I said under. You said over. We both said under 15.5 interceptions. I think they were under.
Yes.
Here's a good one you had.
Yes.
Najee, 1150 rushing yards. I said under. You said over. He had 1200.
That was real nice.
Most receiving catches, we both said Deontay. Mm-hmm. Most receiving yards, we both said Claypool.
Yeah.
Most receiving touchdowns, I said Juju, but he got hurt. You said Freiermuth.
Freiermuth had 7. Deontay had 8.
Ben's rushing touchdowns.
a half,
and we both said over. Did he have a rushing
touchdown?
Yes,
he had 1 against.
With the sneak, right?
Yes.
The sneak. And then we had Ben's sneaks, 2.5. I said under. You said over.
Did he only have the 2 in the Browns game?
I think so. He had the quarterback draw in Cleveland that got called back.
I'm going to give us the over.
Okay. Then you win.
What else? Keep reading them. I'm curious
Ben
about
Sack,
these.
Ben Sack, 17.5. I said under. You said way over.
Thank you very kindly. 38.
He was sacked 38 times?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize that. Boswell, 4.5 misses. I said under. You said over.
He had 4 misses.
So I won that one. Both of us missed Watt, 15.5 sacks. We said under.
Damn.
Highsmith, 8.5. I said over. You said under. You won that one.
Yes, I did.
Leading interceptor, I said Pierre. You said Fitzpatrick.
And it was Witherspoon.
Breakout player, I said Najee. You said Edmonds. I don't know how Najee, number one pick. Disappointment. I'm going to give you credit for this one. I said Hayden. You said Schobert.
Did I?
Pretty good call.
I thought I said Claypool.
Schobert. Most catches, either Freiermuth or Ebron. We both picked Freiermuth. First defenseman line bent. The offensive line benched. I think you're right on this one. You said Green. I said Okafor. I think Green was the first one actually benched. Some guys got
I
hurt.
Think you're right.
Tomlin, unsuccessful challenges, 2.5. I said over. You said under. I can't remember what.
I think it was under.
Very much.
No, not much. But if he did, were they successful? I don't even remember. I don't know. That one.
Bad road losses. I said none. You said Cincy. I don't consider that a bad road loss.
Well, no, before the season we did, though.
Well, I like Cincy before the season. Listen to this.
How much did you like Cincy before the season?
I like Burrow a lot.
We all like Burrow a lot. He was drafted 1 overall.
This is a bad one. I'm going to finish with this one for you. Derek Watt touches 18 and a half.
I said over?
Under. You said over. That one's not good.
I included special teams tackles as a touch. All right, Ron. I think we represented ourselves fairly well.
I'm going to stick with Kansas City over Green Bay in the Super Bowl.
I like the pick. I do like the pick.
We got our
well,
real
we have
picks
our real
weekend,
picks. Yes, coming up next.
Now let's take a quick peek at the sports calendar to see what's cooking.
It's going to be cold as ice in Green Bay on Saturday night.
You like Foreigner, Ron?
Yeah.
How about Meatloaf passing away?
Yeah, I was never the biggest fan of him, but sad. And Louis Anderson, too. Louis Anderson, only 68.
Yeah. And that was for the Green Bay game that Horse played this,
right.
Yes?
It sounds like the others, Kansas City and Tennessee, both it looks like in the 40s during the day and in the 20s at night, not bad at all.
It's getting to zero tonight here.
A horse actually is saying he played it for our weather here since we're going down towards zero tonight.
You love it, don't you?
I do.
I hate it.
It allows me a chance to cuddle with my wife, Ron, well, in a nice warm household.
I unfortunately don't have anyone to cuddle with. Don't even have a dog.
Those shirtless photos you posted yourself haven't netted anything yet?
Hasn't done any good for me.
What's Cookin', presented by your local Pittsburgh area GEICO agent, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And by Mr. Reuter.
Thank you, Mr. Reuter.
Call 412-REUTER2. Ron, we have some games to pick.
Let's get at it. Postseason, you're 4-2.
Yes, I am.
You had Cincy, Tampa, San Francisco, and the Rams last week. You lost on the Steelers in New England. I had Cincy, Buffalo, San Fran. I lost on Philly, Arizona, and the Steelers. My three losses weren't even close. All right, you get to go first. Cincinnati, Tennessee. Tennessee minus 3.5 at home. Who do you got?
Ron, I
and
struggled
by the way,
with this one.
I have
one.
Mine written down.
I know. I struggled with this one.
Me too.
But I think Tennessee with the time off. What did Chelsea Messenger tell us today? Vrabel's 8-0, 9-0, something like that.
I think with 9 days or off or more.
I think this is the game Tennessee wins. I think they lose in the AFC title game. I don't like Tannehill. But I think, first of all, Cincinnati was lucky to get past the Raiders, honestly. A couple of the calls and non-calls in that game. I'm going Tennessee, ground and pound, keep Burrow off the field. Maybe Bud Dupree has a big game. He seemed to come on a little bit. I'm going Tennessee to cover.
3.5. I'm going with Cincy. I'm going to ride Burrow. They're saying Derrick Henry's going to play. I don't know how much he's going to play. All right, San Francisco at Green Bay. Green Bay minus 5.5 at home. I didn't know this until the other day I heard. San Fran's 3-0 against Green Bay in the postseason. But this is a bad location. Garoppolo, Rodgers, 1 degree temperatures below zero wind chill. I'm going with Green Bay.
Me too. San Fran basically fell apart last week. Garoppolo threw that horrific interception. They started losing guys to injury. They're banged up with a questionable quarterback. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I think Green Bay blows them out.
All right, Rams, Tampa Bay, unless you were fooling with me before, Tampa Bay minus 3 at home. You've been saying all along you love the Rams. Is that your pick?
It is because of the pass rush and because of the problems that Tampa's having on their offensive line injury-wise. Jensen and Wirfs, I believe, were lost last week. They're going to be...
B.A. said today they're progressing nicely,
yeah,
whatever that means.
I know, but they got to face Von Miller and Aaron Donald and company. Stafford could win it for either team. I'll acknowledge that, but I really love the matchup for L.A. L.A.'s already beaten this team this year, Ron. I'm going Rams.
I got the Rams, too. I 3 points Brady's given three. I hate to bet against him, but I'm taking the Rams as well. All right, the best game of the weekend. I think maybe the best game of the rest of the year. They could play this in the AFC Championship game. They could play it in the Super Bowl for all I care. It's so good. Buffalo at Kansas City, minus 1.5, Kansas City. Buffalo played the perfect game last week against New England. I don't think they're going to do it again, and I just simply cannot bet against Patrick Mahomes. I'm taking Kansas City.
Ron, I am so torn on this game.
It's a hard one. It's hard.
Josh Allen went into Kansas City today, earlier this season, and riddled that team, and they won 38-20 in Kansas City. Then the next week, they lose to Tennessee. Then a week later, they lose to Jacksonville, for God's sakes, and he throws two interceptions. Then they lose to Indy 41-15. They lose to New England. They lose to Tampa. But they found themselves in the second half of that Tampa game, and then they beat a bunch of bad teams down the stretch, but then they blew out New England.
Well, they found themselves last week, that's for sure.
So what do we have here? Do we have a great offense and a really good defense with the Bills, and they can finally slay their demons here and get back to a Super Bowl? Part of me says yes, but the bigger part says no. Nope. Tyreek Hill, Kelce especially looked healthy to me. And you have to put a stake through Patrick Mahomes, and it's not going to happen. It's going to be a really good game. But in the end, Mahomes is going to win it.
By more than a point and a half.
Yes.
You got KC, so what does Bink think about this?
I think Bink thinks that the Bills are going to win. And I mean, you know, I think Kansas City, I put about 55% chance they'll win, but I give the Bills a pretty good chance.
I mean, the way they played last week. All right, I got Kansas City too, so we only have one difference. So if I get it right with Cincy tomorrow, that means we'll be dead even going into the conference championship games next weekend.
Something horrible is going to happen to the Bills, Ron.
If you win, then I'm down two with three games left. The magic number dwindles.
Something horrible is going to happen. That's what I think. They're going to get ripped off by the refs. There's going to be a weird play at the end. Something catastrophic will happen to the Bills. It always does.
I would like to wish you a great weekend. You have your son and his future bride at home, your wife. You got the whole family around, your daughter. I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the football, and let's reconvene Monday morning at 10. How's that sound?
That sounds great to me. We're going to be watching football. Yes, my stepson, Michael, in town with his fiance, Abby, as I mentioned at the top of the show. All they did was hand us their invitation, their what is it, date to save thing. And my wife starts bawling at that, Ron. What are we headed for? There's a year till the wedding. What's going to happen on wedding night?
You said the Steelers may play that night and weekend and you can't go. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think so. That's right.
Have a great weekend.
See you, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.